That's so it goes.
I love you. Not like they told you love is. And I didn't know this either. But love don't make things nice. It ruins everything. It breaks your heart.
That's so it goes.
You want a heart. You don't know how lucky you are not to have one. Hearts will never be practical until they can be made unbreakable.
But I still want one.
That's so it goes.
True love is the greatest thing in the world. Except for a nice MLT, a mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomatoes are ripe. They're so perky. I love that.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada. Wisconsin. It is Thursday. It is beautiful. I'm a little concerned because it's supposed to rain on Saturday.
It's all going to be good. Yes.
How are you feeling? You're excited to have a day off tomorrow.
I am excited. I'm also just overpumped on caffeine because of my iced latte with oat juice.
I know. I love that you refuse to call it oat milk.
It's not milk. It's juice. Anyway, so Mike brought in snacks, which actually has alleviated some of these shakes when I appreciate them.
Which is great. And speaking of Mike... So this is our last show before I get married on Saturday. We're going to have a rerun tomorrow. But I thought, what better guests to have before I take a quick break than the man I'm going to marry? So Michael Sampson, how you doing?
Great. I mean, what better way to kick off a visit to Waukesha with some delicious Taco John's?
I feel like you're more excited that you got a chance to go to Taco John's today than to be on the radio.
Yeah, you know, start your day with a nice taco and some Taco John's is a great trip to Waukesha.
I mean, he's getting that wedding body just real tuned in.
There's going to be a lot of stanky leg on Saturday, so I just got to get the dance moves, you know, start carb loading now and be ready for the weekend.
Get that that layer for all the drinks.
Yeah, I might go for another round of Olay's when I leave here.
Well, welcome to my show.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
You've listened to it for a fair amount, but you're finally in the studio.
I get to see the Kristen Bry show at home all the time, so now I actually get to be here in person.
How different do you think the Kristen Bry show at home is versus what I sound like on the radio?
I feel like it's pretty authentic and the same. But you did say when we first started dating that there is sometimes a Kristen Bry level of entertainment and value that some people might not see.
Yeah, I mean, you get to see like the breakdown crying, like the world's gonna end version. That doesn't show up on the radio.
It's been a while.
So what do you want to talk about today? This is like the first day since I started. It's a pretty lean outline.
I mean, you're the boss. What do you want to go over?
So I guess for people who don't know you, I know you very well, but you're... We met in Milwaukee, but you're not from Milwaukee originally. You're from...
Palmar Eagle. So I've been to Waukesha many times in my life. Highway 59 is a nice road that runs from Waukesha to North Prairie, to Eagle, to Palmyra, and to Whitewater. So I've driven and been in this area many times in my life. So it's good to come back to the Shaw and, you know, get some potato Lays and see.
Do they not have Taco John's in Palmyra?
There's a Taco John's, I believe, in Fort Atkinson, or there was, and there's one in Edgerton. Otherwise, Waukesha is the only Taco John's in the area. But I think there's one coming to the Milwaukee area.
Oh,
I'm pretty pumped
since
about.
Since 1969, I saw on there.
Cheyenne, Wyoming. I looked it up.
Oh, it's not unique to Wisconsin?
It's not.
Bummer.
Started there and came east, like you.
That's true. Well, I mean, I started here. I started in Wisconsin and then headed west and then went all the way east and then headed west again and then came back. But you also headed west at one point.
Yeah, I wanted to get in the entertainment industry. I was watching Entourage at the time, I think, in college. Ari Gold and Vince Chase, and wanted to head west and try out the entertainment industry, and got a job at William Morris Endeavor. Had my fun, got yelled at a lot, being an assistant. It's as bad and brutal as everyone thinks it is. Ended up in production, and then 2009 happened, and people weren't hiring young producers in LA, so came back to good old Wisconsin.
And then since then, actually, I feel like, do you feel like Entourage was to like young guys as Sex and the City was to young girls, as far as this like dream lifestyle that we're like, I'm going to move to New York, and it's going to be fabulous?
Absolutely. I mean, that was
it fabulous? Do you feel like
I was an extra on Entourage? So
that's closer than I ever got. I auditioned for Entourage for like some kind of two line hot girl number two or something like that. I think like three or four times, and I never was cast. Not hot enough.
Well, got that above you.
So then you came back, and so since 2009, you've been an event planner.
Event planning in Milwaukee. Had a quick stint with the Milwaukee Wave soccer team. Go and support that when they come back in the season this year. They're always fun to watch. One of our Ian Bennett and Tenzin.
Tenzin Rapa.
Still kind of helping out, I think, with the team here and there. Hopefully see that those gentlemen at the... See Tenzin tomorrow or on Saturday.
See Tenzin, yeah.
Quick stint with the Milwaukee Mustang Arena football team and then sold some booze for a while and then started doing event planning.
So what are some of your events for people who don't know?
The Shamrock Shuffle is the biggest one in downtown Milwaukee. The Shuffle Guy. Yeah, people either love or hate me. I had Milwaukee Taco Fest, Milwaukee Wing Fest, Barbecue Fest, Coffee and Donut Fest. I sold all those to on Milwaukee this past year. So they have Taco Fest coming up, I believe, September 10th at the Summerfest Grounds. So go check that out. Otherwise, Milwaukee Oktoberfest is next weekend at the War Memorial.
Yeah, well, that was poor planning on your part to have an event going on literally the weekend after we were getting married. But I guess it was poor planning for me to start a radio show a month before we were getting married.
I mean, if I need to drink post-wedding, I got a lot of Oktoberfest beer to drink.
That's true. So when we met in 2020, when I moved to Milwaukee, and events were not a thing.
Not a thing.
And that was, I feel like that was harder for you than you ever let on to me, as far as how internally you were very stressed as far as what this was going to mean for your livelihood. So how are you feeling in the second half of 2022 about where events are?
Yeah, I think 2020 is definitely I think event planning industry is probably one of the hardest hit industries by COVID. I never would have thought that weddings wouldn't happen or couldn't happen. Like, so you never would have thought, you know, going that a pandemic like this would come forward and prevent people from getting married in person. So when you're doing events, you know, I just had to really sit down and think, and, you know, like everyone else in business that was affected by COVID, you know, how do you cut costs? You know, I had to let some people go. I had to rearrange budgets and just try to get as slim as possible. Ask people, what can you survive on? I don't want to fire you. I don't want to let you go. You know, what can you survive on? I'm going to be doing the same, you know, and just live a really trim lifestyle and stay at home.
Which is really hard for you.
It's really hard to stay at home.
You're certainly not a homebody.
I like to be out and be social. And, you know, during those times, I was also trying to, you know, support the bars and restaurants that I could, that I have friends in the service industry in Milwaukee. They were also obviously very hardly hit as well. So getting out, supporting those businesses the best I could, while also trying to stay at home and stay safe. And, you know, at that time, it's just wild times. I think back and, you know, the BLM movement was going on, mm-hmm. National Guard helicopters flying over Milwaukee downtown every night. You know, it was just crazy times. You're stuck in your house, National Guard's flying over your head. It's wild. I never want to go back there.
And so how are you feeling? So you had a full shuffle this year. You're having Oktoberfest. So are you feeling like everything's pretty much back to normal?
I mean, I was at State Fair this past Sunday, and it was packed. And I talked to one of the gentlemen that works at Saz's, and he said they had one of their top 10 best days of all time on Saturday. So people are back. People are out doing things. People feel safe. Apparently the CDC is just coming up with more rules and guidelines every day.
Jane, did you read that? So is it basically the CDC said, because for people who I've gotten a couple people texting me like, well, I'm not testing positive, but I was like, is that even the rule anymore? That if you test positive, do you have to isolate?
It's so murky. Seriously, I don't know. We should probably, I'll jump on the CDC website, but it seems like there's a different interpretation of it all the time. And then you have local communities doing their own interpretations. And like in Madison, I know there's a whole health system where anyone who goes into any of their facilities has to mask up with either a medical grade or an N95. So I don't know. Check with every building before you walk
in. I know. Just have what you have. I don't even carry my mask on me anymore, which is probably should start doing that. But I think I've found that the places who still ask you to put a mask on have them for you. when you walk in.
Yeah, most of the time. I got a stash in the car still, so I have to double back to the car and throw one on.
We have an entire Tupperware full of masks at home. I actually don't know where they landed in the move, though.
Yeah, probably in the garage or lost
There's
up
a lot
in
of
the
stuff
shuffle
in that
upstairs.
Garage right now. So, feeling confident that kind of bounce back and the events are, I mean, obviously you had a couple of successful events this year, but do you feel like there's anything more that needs to happen? Because earlier this, I think on Monday this week, we talked about like the arts. So like the arts in Milwaukee are in, like they've lost $38 million. And so this next year and making sure people turn out to support the shows and go to theater and go to the opera and everything that like they need the audience to come back. And so do you feel like people have been coming back to different events, and whether it's yours or others?
I don't think we're at 100% yet, but we could be. Like I said, from what I saw at State Fair on Sunday, I think you're going to see a lot more people. I think Oktoberfest next weekend is going to tell us. We're a war memorial. We're a destination on the lakefront. You know, who's going to come there? Hopefully they come out and support, you know, drink some beer, eat some pretzels. But I'm hoping in that going into this winter that we're not going to have any more waves or scares of COVID or monkeypox or anything else, and people will come out and support the indoor theaters and, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks and hopefully a Brewers playoff time.
Hopefully, knock on wood.
Yeah.
That hater thing.
Yeah, people aren't happy, but I talked to a guy that knows the team pretty well, and they understand the business, and no one's really mad about it that's playing for the Brewers still. So it's not like the Brewers are, you know, the players are angry and are going to tank or anything. So they're still out there playing their best ball and doing the best they can. And like I say, hopefully we have a playoff talk come October.
All right. Well, we're going to take our first break. We're here with entrepreneur, event planner, fiance, Michael Sampson. Feel free to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. At 1:30, we're going to take your calls if you have any wedding or marriage advice for us. But coming up, we're going to talk about a little bit more about you, Michael. This is Ask Goes Wisconsin, Kristen Fry.